Quickly the days that our number pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God love and mercy they're throwing away. Men are so busy with early achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. While he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasure of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, so what is the profit of silver and gold? The cheap it will seem on the great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world, so what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements, the mercies of Jesus they daily down trod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. On those who so carelessly forgotten their God. You know, there's a... Is it zeitgeist? It's the spirit of the age. It's out there. It's all around the world. Completely wipe out every indication that there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
That they're fighting here. That's why we don't have too many on the bandwagon. It's just when you analyze everything, it's all geared up to... Satan has managed to brainwash the people that there is no God.
Mm-hmm.
That religion thing out there, they really... It's just charismatic, eh? It's a charismatic God. And just as well, like all around the world, they're saying there's no God. Well, that charismatic is the same thing. Their God never delivers, like that Pete we went to see the other day. His God never delivers, but he's out there worshiping this charismatic God. He might as well not believe in nothing. He'd be better off.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, and that's what happens after the 60s. Like prior to the 60s, the people wanted to worship God, and you could see it all around in America. Like it was a place to be, America. It was a beautiful place because people wanted to serve God and to worship Him. But after the 60s, when America and the church world rejected God's message that he had through a prophet that walked this land, Brother Branham, that whole environment was engulfed with a lie because they would rather have a lie than the truth. And that's what you're combating on a day-to-day basis now, is that lie that has crept in.
I remember when I was, I think I was only 13, and was, I think it was prior to the 60s, I went with my dad down to that Forest River Colony, and as soon as we crossed the border, you could see them. You could, I was only a kid. I wasn't even thinking about Christianity, but there's something in my spirit I noticed. There, you're like you're walking on holy ground now. Yeah, you're coming into a country that stands for God.
Yeah, reverence is God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about reverencing God. And you could really, in the prior to the 60s, people... Yeah. Had a reverence of God, a fear of God.
And they rejected the churches of America, rejected the prophet. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. And being the devil was given the key, go forth, here's the key, Satan, go destroy America.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's been going on since the 60s. And then they got into the Vietnam War, and oh man, one nightmare after another. And to this day, the Americans, they don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's
and I were
right.
the only people that tell them that. The churches rejected the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
They rejected the message that God had for America.
That's
Let's
right.
go back to the Word. Go back to the early church. Go back to water baptism in Jesus' name. And all these things. See, you and I, we know all that. See, somehow the Lord has given you and I the mandate to keep this thing alive and let people all around the world know what's actually been going on. The people don't know what happened. They don't even know what it's like prior to the 60s. Because Satan has managed to boil that frog. Bit by bit, he's taken over, and now he's having a heyday in America with his evil. And oh, man, you can't even think of the filth and all the garbage that's going on. And the churches are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
God, they're the one that brought it on to America.
That's right.
You tell them that, they man, look at these two old-fashioned people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just doing our thing. We're just doing something that the Lord has prepared for us to do. And it's a pretty tough road to hoe. But
that, you know, you look
at least we got each other.
That's right. You look back at the prophets, all that they had to endure, you know, and you think yourself, you know, you're still, you have it good, you know, especially when you're right with God. You know, come what may, you can handle it and walk through it.
You gotta know who your enemies are, believe you me. The purpose in the heart to make it.
Mm-hmm.
There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. I felt your presence, you helped me to stand. Been guided through trials by the touch of your hand. When lost on life's journey, through valley you lead. I know that you're everything I'll ever need. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. The joy abundant I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You're my shelter in the wind, my cover in the rain, my joy when I'm happy, my healer in pain. You're my Redeemer and you are my friend. You're my future beginning and end. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You're my shelter in the wind, my cover in the rain, my joy when I'm happy, my healer in pain. You're my Redeemer and you are my friend. You are my future beginning and end. There's peace in knowing, Lord, you're in control. You got your hand on my life. You got a hold on my soul. There's joy abundant, I just have to tell. I'm drinking sweet water from your living well. You said that you'll come and share all my sorrows. You said you'd be there for all my tomorrow. I came so close to sending you away. And just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray. And Jesus had come to the water. Stand by my side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Your goodness so great I can't understand. And dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. Sing you now and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I'm free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus had come to the water. Stand by my side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied. I felt every tear drop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God I'll never be whole. Savior, you open all the right doors. I thank you, I praise you from earth's humble shores. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Your goodness so great I can't understand. And dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. Savior, here now and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I'm free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus had come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. At the end of the day, the only crime, the only sin that you can commit is to reject Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the unpardonable sin. Once you reject Jesus, there's only one place for you to go, out to hell, and that, because he's the only one that can help you. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God, I'll never be whole. And then he opens the right doors, and he opened the door for us. Mm-hmm. Man, I love it. What a glorious thing. If you give Jesus a chance, if I keep saying it, religion will never do nothing for you.
Right. And people, you know, if you're in a situation, you know, prayer works.
Pray your way out.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do nothing for nobody.
That's
I found
right.
that out.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. Everybody has to seek their own salvation. Nobody did it for us. We went against all the odds.
That's right.
We were in a system that's steeped in Roman Catholicism, first-class dictatorship. We had to dig our way out of there. I spent many a night in prayer. Mm-hmm. Pray your way out. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I'm in. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I mean. Gonna pray my way out. Never a fear, never a doubt. He will deliver me once again. Gonna pray my way out of whatever I mean.
Bible says you have not because you ask not.
Yeah.
And sometimes people ask amiss. They follow a carnal prayer. But if a fervent prayer of a righteous man means a lot to God, if you're really serious about something, and you pray, God is going to answer your prayer. I firmly believe that, and then it's in the scripture. I know many times I spend time in prayer, a fervent prayer of a righteous man, and it reaches the throne of God. If you're serious and you pray, God will deliver, and He will hear your cry.
Amen to that. We're just on the journey. We're just doing a little bit different than everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
Like today we're having, today's New Year's Eve. Tell nobody around the world. You'll find, you show me one person around
mm-hmm.
the world that's going to do the New Year thing today. Today's New Year's Eve. According to the scripture. We're staying
mm-hmm.
with the Word. And when you stay
right.
with the Word, you save yourself a lot of heartaches and a lot of pain and a lot of unnecessary suffering.
Because you have to realize a new year starts the first thing after the spring equinox. That's when the new beginning begins. And then you take the first new moon after the spring equinox, and that's when the children of Israel were told, this is the beginning of months to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, in 14 days later, it brought in the Passover, and then all the other feasts, they followed suit. There's a whole package deal why God instituted that. And it makes sense, and throughout time, it means something, it carries something. That Passover lamb that they had when they went out of Exodus was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ, and all through time, even in the millennium, they will look back at what Jesus did at Calvary. It would always be a thing, something that will be held in remembrance of what Jesus did for us at Calvary. Even throughout the millennium, people will still, there's still going to be something in place for that Passover lamb to remember what Jesus did at Calvary.
I don't know why the Lord saw fit to show us all these things. Like I say, we're the only two people. It's not that we're so special or anything like that. It's just that it's just something in our makeup that we did not settle for second best.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to know what's going on, and then the Lord allowed us to see that that new year is like time and time again. We had to step out of the ordinary trend of things, because some year they got it right. You know, they got the Passover right. Sometimes it's lucky. But see, you and I, we don't celebrate Easter. We don't even celebrate the Passover. We just recognize it. we'll have communion at the Passover, but we don't do all the celebrating that mm-hmm. the Israelites do. Mm-hmm. We just stop for a moment of time and we give it recognition. Like today is New Year's Eve. We stop and we sing a few New Year's songs, and then after the races we go. And then we know we did it, our part. We recognize the New Year on exactly what the Bible says to recognize the New Year. Like today is going to be New Year's Eve. Tomorrow's the New Year. That tomorrow's the first new moon. You go out to look at. I looked at my phone here. There's only 2% of the moon sugar today. And tomorrow there'll be zero. That means there's a new moon. And that's when we recognize, like I say, we don't celebrate. We just give it recognition. We just let the devil know we're not following his garbage. January 1st, celebrating New Year. And we're just doing it according to the scripture, you know. Mm-hmm. You get ticked up when you go according to the Bible. He wants the whole universe, the whole world to worship him. But he brings in his garbage, and that people, they unknowingly worship him. He's got his diabolical thing woven into Christianity. Mm-hmm. You take that, these religions, you know, they're woven into Christianity. Mm-hmm. Like that Christmas thing. He weaves it in. All they're doing, they're celebrating the sun god. But see, he weaves in. Also, I got the Valkyrie. He weaves in Silent Night. He weaves in these religious songs. And people, they just follow. They follow the devil, really. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. But see, we're a different species. We look at things. We think they got make sense. We're private detectives for the Lord, and we're spies for the Lord. We don't go for that stuff. We analyze things, and then if it doesn't make sense, you can feel it in your bones. If it makes sense or not, and then we do things that make sense. We celebrate, we recognize New Year's. Tomorrow will be the first new moon after the spring equinox, and then everything else throughout the year. You can do the Yom Kippur, like I say. We don't celebrate with the Jews the Yom Kippur if they want to do it, but we give it recognition. Mm-hmm. We step for a moment in time, and then there's the feast, all the seven feasts throughout the year. Like I say, we don't celebrate. We just stop and we recognize what they are, like the Feast of Pentecost and all these things. We don't celebrate. We just, like I say, we give it recognition because we know we're right on. And here, the college and all them guys, they'll celebrate Pentecost, and they're completely off the kilter, off the scriptural mm-hmm. reason. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
We do it exactly. We do the Passover mm-hmm. thing. And there again, we don't celebrate, we just give it recognition. Because in God, you don't celebrate, you just give it recognition. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning
of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Well, we still have the truth. Mm-hmm. It would like to take it away from us.
That's right, and the truth doesn't have many friends in this age.
Especially now. You got to do 24/7 to keep connected, you know what I'm saying? The whole environment is geared to these direct out to left field. Mm-hmm. See, we're staying with the word. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yeah. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, in fact, all who want to live godly lives in Christ, see, it's in Christ, Jesus will be persecuted. Just that simple. Und alle, die gottselig leben wollen in Christi, mir sind verfolgen leiden. There's no if, buts, and you will gonna get persecuted. This is all throughout Scripture. It lets us know you will be persecuted if you want to live. Not if you want to live God. There are a lot of godly people out there, but they're not being persecuted. Mm-hmm. That whole other right nation is they're godly people. That's what they say. But they're not being persecuted. But if you live godly in Christ Jesus, if you believe the truth for your day, you will be persecuted. If you want to get persecuted, all you got to do is jump on Sam and Lorraine's bandwagon, because this is the truth for your day. Back in the days of Brother Branham, when I got, let people found out, I believed that Brother Branham stuff. Oh, did I get persecuted? And guess from where the first persecuted? Right, exactly what the Bible says. Those of your own household will be your biggest folks, because let me tell you, we're getting persecuted from the family, you know? It's just, everything runs true to form. And the same thing that happened to Jesus is going to happen to us if you want to live godly in Christ Jesus. If you want to believe the message for your day, you'll get persecuted. You're not going to get persecuted so much if you listen to us and all that stuff. But the minute you let people know you're identified with what you're seeing, you believe what Sam and Lorraine are saying, I believe you and me, you will be on Satan's hit list. He doesn't mind you listen to us. He doesn't mind you kind of go along nonchalant. But the minute you're identified with what we're saying, God sent a prophet, and then he sent a chief apostle, and now we're doing the finishing touches to it all, and then that's the end. Like I keep saying over and over again about the time we're living in. And I've never given anybody an hour when we know we're the rapturers. We've given you the day when God's going to once again restore us. Well, because they throw it on our faces because they know that scripture. Everybody in that dog knows that scripture. Oh, no man knows the day or the hour. And then they go down the road of life and they like they don't care about their eternal destiny. And they're not worried about the coming of the Lord, because the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. But you got to know what it means. No man knows the day and the hour of the rapture. We have not given you a day and hour of the rapture because we don't know it. But we've given you a day and hour where the disciples asked Jesus, will you at that time once again restore Israel? And he let them know right there 2,000 years ago, it's not for you to know, because it's going to be reserved for the end time. I'm going to have somebody on planet Earth that is going to know. That's really the figure of speech that he said back then. It's not for you to, but there'll be somebody in a generation that thing will come about that they will know. And there, back way thousands of years ago, Daniel, he had these phenomenons and these visions and these dreams, and he wrecked his brain. He wanted to know. And that angel came and told Daniel, don't worry about it. You're going to go to sleep with your lot. You're doing your thing for your hour. Just don't worry about when these things will be, because at the end time, there's going to be a group of people that wise shall understand. And we understand everything that Daniel saw, that Daniel is back in the day. Now it's been given to you and I. And there's some people that believe us, and some don't. There's other people that, it's not just going to be you and me, but we're just doing our part, if you know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. There's nobody that'll give you right down to the day where we're living in time. We could stop for a bit and just calculate it for you, and we will tell you exactly right to the day how many days there are left for the devil. But Like I say, we don't know the day and the hour of the rapture. All I know, before 3 years, before Satan gets thrown into hell, there's going to be a rapture for those people that are ready. He knows that are ready. He's going to come for those that are ready. Watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape these things and to stand before the Son of Man. Mm-hmm. That's what we go about. But like I say, from now until Satan is thrown into prison and thrown into hell, from there's going to be a rapture. Mm-hmm. Because we know what the Bible says. Catching away. And Thessalonians, Paul talks about it. And Jesus himself, that two will be sleeping in the bed. Two will be taken. One will be taken, one will be left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all scripture. Like when it comes to persecution, like you were saying, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. See, when the Lord saved me, you can already feel like you become, that religious system is out to persecute you, because right away that spirit knows that you know the Lord saved you and you're living for him and not for that religious system, and there's persecution involved. Yeah, like in a sense, because people all around the world claim to be Christians, but when I came to the message for the day and hour, water baptism in Jesus' name, I knew persecution to a higher level. Mm-hmm. Because that's the Christianity around the world, talking about Jesus and that, the world, that's what the world talks about. But when you come to the message for your day, where Jesus is at for your day and hour, where Jesus is being revealed for your day and hour, and for our day and hour, he was revealed through the minister, Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson. I felt that persecution at a different level, because Satan does not want you to come to the knowledge of the truth. That God sent a prophet to turn us back to what the faith that the early church had. And like I said, you can feel the persecution when the Lord saves you. Because you're now serving the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's a lot of Christians around, like the charismatic world. They talk about Jesus too. And in one sense, you almost feel like you're part of that. But when you come to the knowledge, when God brings you to the knowledge of the truth for your day and hour, that's when you really know how many friends you have in this world.
Amen to that. Heavenly Father, we just want to come into your presence, Lord. Give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you've done for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that you've opened up the scriptures to us, that you allowed us to come to the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and we've saturated ourselves, Lord. If it wasn't for them, Lord, we just wouldn't want to be alive. We wouldn't want to, there's no point in being alive having missed all these glorious truth, that spiritual gold mine that you've allowed us to come in contact with. Because at one time, Lord, we just said, Lord, do it as you see fit. We just surrendered, like that song, for those tears I died, Lord. We know that's the reason that you did all that for us. And we were open to it, we accepted it, and we didn't care about persecution. We wanted, we had a hunger for God, and Lord, you came to meet our needs, and it's there for each and everybody that has a hunger and a desire to know truth, as long as they don't think they can play the game with you and your word, Lord. But we take it very serious, and then you moved us on to higher heights and deeper depths, and we've had a glorious time with you, Lord. You've given us all these things, this understanding of scripture, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to be faithful and true in these closing days and time for what responsibility you have laid in our feet, Lord. Help us to be overcomers in the hour we're now living in. We just pray for our families, Lord, that somehow you allow them to see truth before it's too late. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you're going to get persecuted, and you might as well just as well as accept it. That's just standard procedures. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus. Like I say, there's a lot of godly people out there But when you live godly in Christ Jesus, it's a horse of a different color. Then you will be persecuted because the devil knows, he knows exactly when you've changed from death unto life. He knew exactly when I made my decision, my journey, that other thing is a pile of garbage because I begin to start to go to meetings outside of the college. And for some reason, my dad knew it. I knew he knew it, and he just about freaked out. The same way with your dad. When he found out that you tapped into something, he didn't like that, because they're there to keep you away from the truth. Mm-hmm. It's just the spirit of the thing. Your dad was so bad, Satan does not want people to come to the knowledge of the truth. And it's a fear factor. And that's the same way. That's why a lot of people, they're not committed. They listen to us, but they can't commit themselves to completely surrender, let the chips fall where they may, and just go for it, and let people know where to stand, because there's a fear factor. You got to overcome that fear factor, because when you're identified with Sam and Lorraine, believe you me, that letter that from Delta, that so-called, thinks he's headed to Hunter, but he's nothing. He doesn't even rate enough. An economy of God. He's just an ordinary guy out there doing ordinary things. Thinks he's king of the county, but he ain't nothing. He's just Satan is using these people to put fear on you. Yeah, they got the power. They can evict you if they want to. They can do whatever. But at the end of the day, he has no rating. If you know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. It's this fear factor. People are afraid of what it's going to cost. And you've got to overcome that fear factor, and that this is, like you keep saying, this is the only thing that's left here before God shuts it down, before that rapture. And in order to get to that rapture, you're going to have to come on board and do exactly what we're doing. We're standing for the truth. And the key to Laodicea, God sent a prophet. We keep saying it over and over again, but we have to say it over and over again, because Satan does not want you to find out. He's out there preaching. He's out there with the John Hagees, and oh man, can they preach? Sometimes you listen to them. Oh man, they can really preach up a storm, but they will never tell you the facts, the things that really matter. They'll never tell you the things that God sent a prophet. They'll tell you everything else but that. See, it's what they don't tell you. That's what's so deceptive. And we, like right now, like even today, we're believing this is the New Year's Eve, and we're being persecuted. They make fun of us. You know what that crazy fools are doing out there? They're saying today's New Year's Eve. See, that's why you're going to get persecuted, because we're telling people the truth. I would rather be persecuted for telling people the truth and being wined and dined for telling them a lie. I was in that guy's house, I told you before, and I told him about water baptism in Jesus' name and God sending a prophet. Oh, man, he was pacing the floor, and he actually would want to throw me out of his house, and he was ready to do it. And I told him, I said, John, I tell you what, I would rather you throw me out of your house for telling you the truth, and then wine and dine me for telling you a lie.
That's right.
But I'm not, because someday you're going to find out what I'm telling you is the truth. God sent the prophet, baptism in Jesus' name, and things like that. And he didn't like that. It's that spirit.
That's
that
right.
That religious spirit just did not like that.
That's why it says, you will be hated by everyone because of my name.
Yeah.
That is part of being hated, because of what you represent.
What you stand for. Mm-hmm. They'll be hated for my name's sake. They'll throw you out of the synagogue. We're the prime subject. They threw us out of that Hutterite synagogue. It's just different language now.
That's
it's
right. Hutterite
college. But back then it was the synagogue.
That's right.
And when you were identified with Jesus, like we can give you example after example, where when the Pharisees found out that Jesus healed that guy with blind, they called him up to the council, and then they called in his parents.
And then, they intimidated his parents. They were so scared of saying something not right. So they said, he's of age, why don't you ask him?
Yeah, see, they were afraid to be intimidated, uh-huh. His parents were. That's they knew very well he was born blind. But he tried to pet. Well, why don't you ask him how he got healed? He's there. He's old. He's of age. See what that fear factor
yes.
does?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. See, we went through that granite wall. Uh-huh. All of this, all Satan can do is can bluff you.
Absolutely.
It says, fear not him that killed the body, but fear him that has power once the body is killed to destroy both the body and soul and hell. The devil will use everything that he can get his dirty hands to try to intimidate you.
Mm-hmm.
They tried that with us. They put us out of the synagogues because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I keep saying, those of your own household will be your biggest folks. That's right. Most of our persecutions come
mm-hmm.
right from the inside, right
that's
from
right.
the family. But see, we don't buckle, we don't bow, we don't bow, just like it was back in the days of Jesus. Jesus was about the Father's business.
Mm-hmm.
Once he got baptized, well, he grew up with his parents there and all that stuff, you know. Then when they came a day, when the Spirit of the Lord led him down to the water baptism, down to the Jordan River, and he got baptized, and then he went out into the wilderness. You know the story. For 40 days he fasted, and then he came back when he started his ministry and his preaching, and here he's out there with the multitude preaching away, and then the scribes and the Pharisees, they were watching him because he was beginning to let people know that scribe and that Pharisee is nothing but agents of Satan. And that's all we're doing. We let people know that these preachers and these they're nothing but agents of Satan. And then they're going to do without exactly what they do with these. First of all, these scribes and these Pharisees, they went to work at their on his parents, his mother and his brother,
mm-hmm.
and as much that they had so intimidated and so brainwashed
right.
that they came, as he was out there preaching away, they came and they sent word to Jesus. Your mother and your brothers are out there, they want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus know what they're after. They
right.
want to rein them in because these religious zeal of these scorpions and these people, they came and intimidated his parents, and it was much like I say, they went to rein him in.
That's right.
Because they told him he's crazy.
Because there was something behind it, you know. They didn't just come to talk to him out of,
just like a visit.
To try to encourage him and stuff like that. No, there was a motive behind why they wanted to see him. That's why Jesus said, these that do the will of my Father, that's my mother and my brothers.
He didn't even give the time of day.
That's right.
He let them go. They were a family.
Mm-hmm.
His mother and his brother. He knew what's behind it
that's
all.
Right.
He knew that the scribes and the Pharisees and the zealots and the scorpions and all these people, they were after him. They got hold of his family. And that's what's going on today. That's why my family is so against me, because the stripes and the Pharisees of these modern day Christians, the modern day so called leaders and preachers, when my wife died here a few weeks ago, she was a real warrior. They really lifted her up. But see, she's only doing what the Lord allowed her to do, and she was one of their tugs. One of my biggest foes was my wife back in the day. But see, God's going to make God just took them out of their clutches, and he allowed that to test you and I, see if we're going to stay the course, because as it was back then, there was a lot of people that buckled under the pressure from these scribes and these Pharisees and these zealots. It's the same thing today. Satan is so stupid, he just keeps repeating himself.
That's
why you and I, we need to read the Bible. We go into history and we bring it in today's language.
That's
today,
right. uh-huh.
These scribes and these Pharisees and these zealots and these scorpions that went down to see John the Baptist, he called them exactly out what they were. Vipers, brood of vipers, he called them. That's what I call these preachers and these pulpits. They're nothing but a brood of vipers. They're controlled by Satan. And when we say that, they don't like
us
very much.
Right.
We're telling them the truth.
Uh-huh. And who else are those when Jesus said, I'll give you power to tread on scorpions and mm-hmm. serpents? Like, he wasn't talking about a literal scorpion and a serpent. You know what a scorpion is? A scorpion, if you step on it, it has a sting and it is poisonous.
Deadly.
It's deadly. And same way with a serpent, they can be deadly. But he's given us power because we have the truth. We have the word of God. And those serpents and those scorpions are that religious apparatus out there. You know, those people that, they don't necessarily have to say something. But, that spirit has expectations. Like when you live on the colony, right? There are boundaries, right? And you don't cross over those boundaries because... You know, that's that religion that you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you hit a granite wall all the time, and one day you realized what that granite wall was. It was those preachers, and you broke right through it. Mm-hmm. And that is very, very true. Behind the scenes, there is a wall, mm-hmm. and that is that religious wall. And those preachers, it's a hidden, silent message, a silent control. They don't necessarily say something, but it's there, you know. And the only freedom you'll ever feel if you are not intimidated by that fear factor.
And they don't even know themselves.
No, they don't.
Brainwashed. They're actually thinking they're doing God a service when they put us in the outs. And even your family, they think they're doing. They think they're doing exactly what Jesus' mother or whatever, and his brother, he came to see the rain, amen, because the scribes and the Pharisees are convinced that he's got the devil. He's uh-huh. crazy. You bring him in, we'll take him to the mental home, and we'll put him out of commission. But he didn't give him time of day, because mm-hmm. he knew what they were after. And he said, who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my mother? These people that are about the Lord's business.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his hand out there. These are my brothers. These are my sisters. This is my family. This is now my new family. And it's the same thing today. We're walking with the Lord. We're telling people the truth. And if somebody wants to put their life on the line, come on board and be persecuted for the sake of Christ, well, you're welcome to come. But don't try to come in here with trying to sell us your garbage and half-heartedly, you know. We've had them come through here. All they came here is to spy us out and to see if they can slander us, and then they go their way, and what they do the very opposite that they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of standing with us, they go and see if they can slander us and make us try to make a bad name, light things up about us. And that's all right. Go for it, because we've already accepted the fact of the matter that those that will live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. That's what we're talking about today. We're going to have mm-hmm. to be persecuted. And like I keep saying, those of your own household will be your biggest foe, and they will stay your biggest foe until they come and they surrender and they give the life to the Lord. And no matter what, they got to recognize who their enemy is, just like you and I. We found out who the enemy is, just like these people and the pulpit. We're just exposing them. Mm-hmm. And we're not walking on eggshells doing it either. We're calling it out the way it is. Like the other day, we were sitting here talking, and all of a sudden, the Lord gave you a scripture. I have given you power over scorpions and over all power over the enemy. Mm-hmm. Just like out of the blue, just like from heaven, the Lord gives you that scripture. Mm-hmm. Put it right into your spirit and spoke to you right here as we were talking. And you told me about it. You know, the Lord just gave me a scripture, I've given you all power over the enemy. Oh, wow, that's strange. I know it to be true. I know it comes from the Lord. And then here, lo and behold, before the day was out, here comes the scorpion walking in the door here, and he's trying to put the law down. And see, the Lord had given you power over that thing, and he couldn't do nothing. He couldn't mm-hmm. intimidate us.
Mm-hmm.
He told us to back off and lay low But see, he didn't know that he was that scorpion
right.
and that snake mm-hmm. and that viper that the Lord warned you about.
Yeah, and if you're not prepared and prayed up,
You walk right over you.
Yeah, that's why those serpents can sting, you know, and it can affect you. But if you're prayed up and you're prepared and you're walking with God, you know, you have power, or He gives you power over those, and so that they don't affect you.
But we know what we're doing. We know where we're at, and we're just, like I keep saying, everybody, they spy us out, you know. They see if we say something that's not 100% true, like we keep talking about the day and hour we're living in, right down to the day. And then what they do to justify themselves, somebody hears about it, oh, the Bible says, no man knows the day or hour. But they don't know why the Bible says, no man knows the day and the hour of the rapture. It doesn't say that no man knows the day and the hour when God will once again restore Israel. And that's been our main theme here, October the 15th, 2021. The grace age was over. We know the hour we're living in, but we do not know the day and the hour when God's going to come and take us right out of here. That's one thing we do not know, and we're not going to pretend we know. But we know there are certain things that have to happen first before that happens, and there's things that haven't happened yet, so He cannot come today, He cannot come tomorrow, because it'll take time. He cannot come until that man of sin has been revealed, just like it says over in 2 Thessalonians. That day will not come until the falling away first, and that man of sin is going to be revealed. And we know that man of sin is the Pope of Rome. Once the Pope of Rome comes to the forefront, and he's working at it right now, like with this thing with me trumping the Pope. You know, he's going to be brought on the world stage. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, there he stands. He's been in control over that Roman Catholic Church apparatus forever and a day, but he's under the ground. He's underground. He doesn't let people know that he's that man of sin, and he's that Antichrist, mm-hmm. and he's that false prophet. Because he's working underground. But one of these days, he'll come out to the forefront, and the people, it says exactly what the scripture says, the people will marvel at this phenomenon. It's just him.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
That's right. To a lot of these Catholics, saying something about the Pope, that's an unpardonable sin.
Yeah.
And you can listen to them. Like there were some in America when Trump said something about the Pope. Oh, they just think it's the sin
across
of
the line.
It's the sin of the century, and he's just a man. He's got sin. There's nothing righteous about anybody, and he has exalted himself to that office, and that's an abomination in itself. You know, taking the title of God, of Jesus, and that's what those emperors did. That's what emperor and Caesars mean, and he's just continued with that office, that pope. He's just part of that Roman apparatus that was started with the Caesars and the emperors and so down. He just evolved into that ecclesiastical horn that Daniel saw, that little horn that exalted himself above all the other horns, and that's what you see with that pope, and that's happens to be the Pope now in the end time, and it can only be if we are living at that time where we believe we are, then he can only be that man of sin, that false prophet.
That's exactly right. We're bringing it out, and because the Bible says they'll marvel. You know what they marvel? They can't believe that that's the one. He's been here all along. They marvel at him whose deadly wound was healed. Back at the Reformation, he was put out of commission, but now here he's coming back into full force. That Roman Catholic Church over in here, it's going to have to fall in line. These countries, or Germany and France, these are all puppets to the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And eventually, they'll turn their back on America, and they're going to follow the Pope's agenda.
That's right.
What's going to happen. And it said the people marvel at that. Now here he is. All those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
For
the foundation of the world. They're not going to believe it, that there's going to be all this conflict, you know. And we know the programs, you and I do. That's why the devil hates us. That's why we're getting persecuted. But they can't do nothing. If the Lord says not one hair of your head is going to miss without him knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And That's who we put our trust in. We don't allow ourselves to be intimidated from these dudes, from these people in the pulpit. We put them out in the open. Now you decide what you want to do. You want to keep following these dudes, go for it. They'll only take you out to hell and death and bring you into a life of misery and lock you up in that Hutterite prison and do whatever, you know. We've been through their torture chamber. Mm-hmm. We know what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I got the shock of my life when I found out, hey, these people are not of God. And we're telling that to people. It's not that we hate them. We're just exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. We're exposing the spirit of Satan that's on these people. It might be your dad and your family members, but see, Satan somehow has a way of infiltrating them that they work for the devil and they don't even know it. Because, see, those of your own household will be your biggest foe, and they'll put you out of their synagogue, and they'll think they're actually doing God a service. And nothing you can do about it. You just got to grin and bear it, and just to make the best of a bad situation. So that they don't destroy you with their stinks, you know, their scorpion, like you were saying. The scorpion is out to try to destroy you. But see, God has given us power over that. Mm-hmm. We don't allow ourselves to be intimidated, and we're having a great old time.
That's right.
One good thing about it, he gave us each other. That mm-hmm. It's not just me anymore. Like for forever and a day, I was by myself. Had to fight this thing by myself. And then lo and behold, the Lord brings you on board. Now we can have each other, and we support each other, and we're one in the Spirit, and we're doing exactly what the Bible says. We'll be persecuted because we're living godly in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. We're identified with the message of the church age of Laodicea. We're letting people know God sent a prophet, and that's why we're being persecuted. But we don't mind it to go for it. The Bible, Paul talks about them. It's the power of God unto salvation being persecuted. Mm-hmm. We've got John Speaker full of glory. Mm-hmm. We don't worry about what these tugs do. And I call them out the way they are. They might be my family members. The guy might be my parents. They might be my cousins. But they're still tugs. They're still agents of Satan. Just that simple. And we're free to tell them because they can't stop us, you know. If they stop us, then the mountains will tell them that. Mm-hmm. Or some donkey will come along and speak mm-hmm. to them.
Okay.
We're about the Lord's business.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and we give you thanks, Lord. And we know that the scripture says all those that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, Lord. And we're not ashamed of the message for our day and hour. We're not ashamed of Jesus. And what all that involves in, Lord, and people, they try to put the fear factor, the intimidation, but they can overcome all that if they are not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they can handle any onslaught that Satan sends their way because they're not ashamed of you. And that's the very key of Christianity, not to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can handle any persecution that comes your way because in that persecution is that sweetness to be close to you, Lord. And we just want people to know that and have that opportunity to get to know you. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.